Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Gray Area Podcast. Delinquents, I have a question. Are you telling your squads to follow my pod? Because I got 100 more downloads yesterday. 100 more. From one pod, I got 100 more downloads just yesterday. Now, I see fluctuations all the time. But 100 is a big thing. So I don't know if my podcast provider supplier, whatever the technical name is, they're playing catch up, or if I'm actually getting this kind of interaction with the people. I'll know today. If today is the same amount of downloads as it was yesterday, then that is a significant, nice little chunk of, you know, viewership, which I appreciate wholeheartedly, and you guys humble me, even if it's some sort of a fluke. Yeah, guys, humble me. I'm humbled, so thank you for that. So it's Friday, everybody. Friday. What are we gonna do today? We're gonna do Friday. It's Friday. Oh man, I'm a child. Update on the back. It's healing nicely. I have random nerve signals. I guess there's like flares or random nerve signals when you have like an impinged nerve or something. You could have pain signals randomly thrown at you for the next like possibly a year. The physical healing of like the surgery and everything, that's like 6 weeks. I feel like it took like three, because it's been 3 weeks since I've had the surgery, and I'm doing pretty good. I have some random pain in my left, like, thigh. The outside, not the interior part. Interior crocodile alligator. But I don't know if that's the nerve healing and sending out random signals, or if it's, like, legit. I know my flexibility is dead. Like, it's gone. I'm as flexible as a random man now, which I'm not happy about. Oh my God. See, through the magic of editing or pausing the podcast, I went to answer the phone and I forgot what I was talking about. See, this is why you guys listen to me, because it's chaos. My podcast is life. My podcast is not nice and, you know, cutesy and, you know, great intro music and sound effects and a soundboard and a professional panel. My podcast is chaotic life experience. Woe is me. Life is hard. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's sad. Most of the time, you don't know what's coming next. That's why you're here. And I love you, and you love me. But anyway, it's, my flexibility is gone. So guess what your boy's gonna do? Guess what Sarge is gonna do once I'm cleared from my, six week healing process, of which I have, 3 more weeks to go. Your boy's going to do yoga. I'm not kidding either. I don't know. Is it going to be hot yoga? I don't know. I'm just going to go do yoga. Okay? And I'm not making fun of yoga. When I was younger, I used to be like, oh, you're just going to stand there in a position and you're going to hold it. It was a joke to me when I was younger because I was a gymnast and, you know, that was my vibe. Now, I am kind of like, this is going to come back and bite me in the ass. I thought yoga was a joke when I was a younger gentleman. I've never actually done yoga, but now I'm pretty sure that it's going to be like, oh yeah? Yoga's going to literally walk up to me, and it's going to be like, you thought I was a bitch? You thought I was a joke? I'm going to make you hurt. I'm going to make you hurt real bad. All right, fine. But anyway, I'm doing yoga. I know the surgeon's going to be like, I'm going to sign you up for physical therapy. I don't know if you guys listened to my podcast back in the day, guys, but physical therapy is a fucking joke show. be like, oh, we're going to charge you for an adjustment where it's not really an adjustment. He, like, cracks your bones, like, twice. And he's like, oh, you get personal one-on-one experience. Not one time in the, I don't know, what's 3 times 8? 24 times that I did it? 24 times that I did it? Was I fucking alone one-on-one with someone doing physical therapy? That never fucking happened. Oh, we're doing one-on-one? No, no, you're not. That never happened. So they upcharge you based on, oh, you did this, you did this, you did this, and your insurance covers whatever. I still have like a bill out there for like $800. They're so scammy, man. They don't tell you shit until you stop going. And the reason I stopped going is because the pain management doctor, when I was getting the 3 shots, the cortisone shots, they were like, stop going there. Don't do that anymore. You're done. You're done doing that. You might make it worse on yourself. And I was like, fair enough. Fair enough. Makes sense. Oh, man. Thank God it's Friday. Do you guys have any added workloads on, like, the weekends? Or, like, every other week where you have to, like, rotate dispatching duties? Or is it, like, the weekend's done, you're done? I'm in the position where I have to pay attention to the emails all the time. Like, right now, I'm pausing this podcast because I just got an email and I have to check it. And I'm back. And that's another email. Hold on. And I'm back. This is the chaos. Like, I just went into this segment of added work that you have to do outside of work. And it's blowing up on me, man. Phone's blowing up. I have to check emails even when I'm not dispatching or coordinating on phones. It's hectic, man. This is hectic stuff. But, like, when you work, delinquents out there, when you're done, you're done, right? You're, like, just woosah. Like, I don't got to do shit till I got to be back here. I don't got a damn thing to do. I'm donezo, man. I ain't got nothing. You know? Is that what it is for you guys? Because that's nice. I mean, my money's good. I'm bringing my dog to work today. Bring your dog to work today. Right, Bubba? Yeah. This is the 1-year-old motherfucker that knocked up my German Shepherd, I'm pretty sure. I told you guys about this, too. Blood Shepherds. I thought you weren't supposed to fix your female dogs until after their second cycle. And right in the middle of her second cycle, this motherfucker gets tied to her. 4 times, pretty much. And so we'll cross that road when we get to it. In all honesty, I wanted to get them fixed right away, kind of, sort of. But, I mean, they're purebreds, I know. And I know there's a bunch of, you know, unadopted dogs out there. And there's too many puppies in the street. I know, it's sad. But I am going to make up for it in leaps and bounds. First of all, I'm not gonna sell these dogs. I'm pretty much going to be like, hey, does your family want a dog? Have you always wanted a dog but haven't had the funds to get a dog, especially in this Biden economy? Well, I'm your guy. Would you like a blood shepherd? Here you go. And eventually, when I get into a better situation, I'm going into shelters. And I'm going to be like, give me the dog that's been here the longest and give me the oldest motherfucker you got in here. And I'm going to take those motherfuckers. I'm going to be like, come on, you're coming with me. You guys are going to, the old man or the old lady's going to teach this troubled child how to live a life. And my other dogs will, you know, teach you some stuff too, you know? If you're allergic, I understand. But if you're not allergic to dogs or cats, go get one. You'll be surprised how quickly stress just evaporates from your soul when these things give you affection or look at you like they love you. Because they do. You're the best part of their day. They love you unconditionally. Cats are a little bit like little hit or miss, right? But dogs are like, you're their whole fucking world. So if you're not allergic, I suggest you get one. Oh, I don't have the time. I don't have the funds. I don't want to lock them up all day. First of all, crating your dog is not a bad thing. get a crate, you go to work, you come back from work, you let your dog out, okay? If you live in an apartment, that's kind of weird. But if you live in an apartment, okay, and you don't want to go outside and it's too much work to take your dog out at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's grass pads and there's, you know, potty areas for inside your house that you rinse and you clean out. And it's actually easier than taking your dog outside. Would I get a Mastiff? No. Would I get a 200-pound, 100-pound dog? No. Would I get something under fucking 30 pounds? Yeah. Like a Yorkie or a Jack Russell Terrier or a Whippet or a Corgi. Okay? The Queen had Corgis. Does anybody see those motherfuckers outside shitting? No. They have someplace. Of course, it was the Queen, so, you know, I'm sure her little castle that she was living in. What's it called now? I don't even know. Whatever she was living in. The palace. There we go. Was, I'm sure there was like a indoor courtyard grassy area. Whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying it's worth it. Do it. Get an animal. They're great. They teach you how, like, they teach you how to love. Because there's a lot of people out there that just want to off themselves. There was a 28-year-old Dutch woman that decided to kill herself with assisted suicide. Assisted suicide's legal now in certain places, so you can just kill yourself because you want to. She told, and the crazy part was, she told her partner that she wanted to do this. If I was her partner, I'd be like, well, I suck. I am really bad at what I do. Because I'm with you, you're with me, I love you, you love me, and you want to kill yourself? Like I've said time and time again, suicide is the coward's way out. It's the most selfish fucking thing you can do. Because the person that suffers isn't you. It's everybody that you leave behind, thinking what they did wrong, what they could have done to keep you here. Yeah, suicide is not the way. So, if you've ever had those thoughts of self-harm, or I can't do this, or I'm not going to make it in this world, or assisted suicide seems like a promising idea to you, get a dog, get a cat, get something. Give something a second chance at life, and then you, yourself, might understand that life is worth living. You know? Life is worth living. Whether you have loved ones, whether you have children, whether you have a girlfriend, a boyfriend, you're fucking... Someone loves you, okay? Someone out there loves you. And if you think nobody loves you, then your dog will, your cat will. You'll learn to love yourself. You'll learn to appreciate yourself. You're going to learn that you have responsibilities for this little animal that loves you so much, that depends on you so much, that looks at you like you are like the queen or king of the world. And you're going to do everything you can for them. Because it gives you purpose. It gives you something to come home to. You know? Because right now, there's a lot of you out there that go to work. You've never made a meal, and you haven't made a meal in months. You don't know what a gym looks like. You think Jim is the guy that works in the cubicle next to you. You just wake up, same routine, like a zombie, go to work, come home, binge shows, watch movies, masturbate 3 times before bed, go to bed. On the weekends, you just fucking wake up at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Even though you went to bed the night before at like 9 o'clock. You don't go anywhere. You don't go out. You know it's okay to go out by yourself if you're single. Just go to a fucking bar. Go to a karaoke bar and just fucking vibe. If you could sing and you feel like any of these variables fall in your direction of just being sad. If you could sing, go to a karaoke bar by yourself and just sing that jam that you fucking kill every time. You're making friends. Join a bowling league. Join a reading book club. Reading book clubs are fucking crazy, in my opinion. How you go to work in front of like a cubicle or work all day, and then you go to work reading shit? Oh, man. Like, I'm staring at a screen all day, and then you want me to stare at a book? I don't know if I could do it. Says the guy that's writing 3 books, by the way. I don't know. Life is worth living. That's all I'm saying. Adopt. Adoption is an option. If you think that my body, my choice is your vibe and abortion is, you know, healthcare, but you see all these animals getting fucking murdered, right? Because nobody wants them, and that makes you sad, then I don't understand you, but I would say get one. Oh, I can't. I'm allergic. If you're allergic, there are hyperallergenic dogs, you know. Hyperallergenic dogs, cats, birds. You got this, people. All right? All right, delinquents. I hope you have a great weekend. I will see you guys next time. I love you. Bye.